Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy. Dr. Georgios Evangelou from Soteria General Hospital in Athens, Greece, spoke about his study titled Neoadjuvant Capecitabine plus Temozolomide in Atypical Lung Nets, which was published in the July issue of the journal Oncology. This case study explored the use of neoadjuvant capecitabine and temozolomide, or the CAPTEM regimen, for a patient with well-differentiated atypical carcinoid. As of the study's publication, the patient has been disease-free for 2 years, demonstrating the potential value of preoperative chemotherapy in this population. My first question is, can you give some context on the patient who presented with well-differentiated atypical carcinoid? What characteristics made this patient case stand out from others?
The patient was a 62-year-old woman who at the time of diagnosis was asymptomatic. She was referred to the outpatient NET clinic of the 3rd Department of Medicine at Soteria Hospital after an incidental finding on a chest X-ray, which was biopsized and confirmed to be a well-differentiated atypical carcinoid. The case stood out because apart from the lung mass, a neuroendocrine tumor in the pancreas was also detected. However, the proliferation index, KI67, was considerably different between those two lesions. The uptake on both DOTATOC and FDD PET-CTs as well. And later we observed a divergence in response to treatment, which led us to believe that these two were two primary synchronous tumor and not a single metastatic disease. In addition, we found that the patient had a mutation in MEN1 gene, which is rare in atypical carcinoids.
Great. Thank you for the context of your research. My next question is, what was the rationale for combining capecitabine with temozolomide, or the CAPTEM regimen, as a new adjuvant therapy for this patient?
We chose the CAPTEM regimen because of its activity in both pancreatic and lung neuroendocrine tumors. There is this recent a randomized phase 2 trial by the ECHO, which shows that CAPTEM offers progression-free survival in patients with pancreatic NETs compared to temozolomide alone, with response rates ranging from 30 to 70%. Now, lung NETs respond less, with the rates between 20 to 30%. But we believed that with CAPTEM, we had a good chance to control both these primary tumors with one treatment.
I see. And how effective was treatment with CAPTEM in terms of outcomes such as tumor shrinkage for this patient?
The CAPTEM regimen was moderately effective. There was a response with the primary lung tumor shrinking by 20%, and there was also a pathological complete response in the mediastinal lymph nodes. But at the same time, the lesion in the pancreas increased slightly, and because of that, we decided to refer the patient to the surgeons for a central pancreatectomy.
And how well did the patient tolerate this regimen? If any notable toxicities occurred, how were they managed?
The patient tolerated CAPTEM quite well. The main side effects were nausea, tiredness, mild leukopenia, and mild anemia. And all these adverse events were managed with supportive measures and close follow-up of the patient, without any need for dose reduction or prolonged treatment interruptions during the 12 months of the neoadjuvant treatment.
And what would you say are the next steps for researching treatment with CAPTEM in this patient population, or perhaps other disease states?
the next steps are conducting larger clinical trials to better understand the effectiveness of CAPTEM in not only in patients with neuroendocrine tumors of the lung, but also neuroendocrine tumors originating from other organs as well. We need more robust data to establish treatment protocols. For instance, we'll have to understand how long we can offer the neoadjuvant treatment, how months we should treat the patients before treatment, and what we consider response to treatment.
Overall, what do you hope others take away from the results of your case study?
I hope that others will recognize the potential value of CAPTEM as a neoadjuvant treatment in similar cases. Sometimes these cases are very difficult to manage, and you need the neoadjuvant treatment because it can offer tumor shrinkage, and eventually it can lead to radical excision of the disease. But as I said earlier, we need larger studies to better understand the effectiveness of the regimen as a neoadjuvant treatment.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.